Starting a new series in the book of Acts, Acts of the Spirit. And just so you know, we won't be going verse by verse, chapter by chapter. Instead, we'll focus on specific events and people in the book of Acts and highlight how the Spirit of God is actively and powerfully moving. And I encourage you to do a couple of things over the next few weeks. So I'm not a teacher anymore, so this isn't really homework, but you can think, take it or leave it. But one is to read or reread the book of Acts for yourself. Read it verse by verse and chapter by chapter and allow the Holy Spirit to speak specifically into your life. And as you read through Acts, I also encourage you to consider these questions. How is God moving through His Spirit? And look at the events in Acts, but don't leave it there. Make the applications for today. How is God moving through His Spirit here, now, in our church, in our lives? And be open to, be ready for more, more of God's Spirit. Ask, how is God inviting us to participate in His mission? Here, now, what is He calling us to do? And how is He empowering us to do it? And I also invite you to come. Come experience love and life in Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we give you this series. We give the next few weeks to you. We're excited for what you want to do, Father. Lead us through your word and through your Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. This morning, we're going to be looking at Acts chapters 3 and 4. So you can start to turn there now. We have Bibles at the back for you to borrow or keep if you would like. I don't know where they are anymore. You leave for a while and the Bibles get moved. There's somewhere out there. Someone will help you. And I've titled this message, Acts of the Spirit, More Than Expected. More Than Expected. So my wife and I recently went on a road trip for a number of weeks. It's great to be back, by the way. And one of the places we went was a Soyuz. It was Karen's childhood vacation spot, and we'd never been there together. And in Soyuz, we went into an ice cream shop. So I saw all the flavors. You could have different sizes. I'm like overwhelmed, trying to decide what to do. Then the server said, just so you know, if you order a single scoop, you can actually have two flavors. And I was like, no way. Single scoop, two flavors, more than expected. Also, on the trip, I picked up a case of swimmer's itch while swimming in the lake. More than expected. Now, the story in Acts 3 and 4 does not involve ice cream or, mercifully, swimmer's itch. But I would say that what happens on more than one occasion is more than expected, at least for many. There's healing, the proclamation of Jesus, opposition, and powerful prayer. So let's journey together, and I invite you, if you're able, to stand for the reading of God's word. We'll be reading from Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 16. Acts chapter 3, 1 to 16. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer, at 3 in the afternoon. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While the man held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see. This is the word of the Lord." Thanks be to God. You may be seated. So our story starts off with a lame man begging for money. Acts chapter 3, verse 2. "Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts." Right away, I notice things and I ask questions. It says the man was carried. I wonder, who was carrying him? And was it out of kindness or to make a profit? Were they forcing him to beg and then taking the money? It doesn't say. But what is clear is that this man is stuck in a difficult situation. This is his life. There doesn't seem to be any hope of change or improvement. Just surviving, just remaining in this miserable existence seems to be the best he can hope for. Can anyone relate? Have you been or are you in a place where you're just trying to survive, to make it through the day at best, and thoughts of joy or kindness, health or wholeness seem like a cruel joke? I want to look you in the eye and say, I can't change your situation. I can't. But Jesus can. Jesus absolutely can and will if you let him. And I know this firsthand from my own life. The man born lame was about to experience more than expected. Verse 6, "Then Peter said, 'Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.' And Peter takes him by the hand, helps him up. Instantly, his feet and ankles become strong. The man was healed. Verse 8, it says, he jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. And I love how the man gave the glory to God. He was praising God. When God reaches out and lifts you out of the pit that you're in, give him the glory. And let's ask, who around us needs our attention, needs us to reach out with a helping hand in the name of Jesus? More than expected will happen. More than expected happened for the man that day, and more than expected happened for the people who witnessed this miracle. The people saw him walking, jumping around, praising God. And like they recognized him. Isn't that the same guy? That's the same guy. It is. Yes, it is. He used to beg at the gate. And they're just amazed and astonished. It was more than expected. But Peter says to the crowd, why does this surprise you? Why does this surprise you? And he gives the glory to God. Verse 16, by faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see. Jesus makes the difference. Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him, the power and truth of the resurrected Jesus Christ. In submission to God's authority through the filling of the Spirit, we can expect more than expected. Expect healing. Expect victory over mental health. Expect victory over addictive behavior. Expect restored friendships. Expect vibrant family relationships. Expect housing needs to be met. In Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him, expect more than expected. God is in control of when and how events unfold. He invites us to come to him in faith, and we can fully trust in his power and provision. We have this wonderful demonstration of the power of the Spirit in Acts chapter 3. Miraculous healing and bold proclamation of Jesus as Savior and Lord, the Holy and Righteous One, Jesus, the author of life. And as the story continues in Acts chapter 4, what happens next? Is it surprising to you? Is it expected? Is it more than expected? We see that there's opposition to those who proclaim the message of the resurrected Jesus. Peter and John were seized and thrown into jail. And I'd like to remind us, as part of this more than expected message, that we need to expect opposition. Expect opposition. We need to expect both opposition and victory when we choose to follow Jesus. Opposition from others. Opposition from our own sinful desires. Opposition from powers and spiritual forces of darkness that are against God. Opposition, yes. But victory? Absolutely. Victory through God's Spirit in the name of Jesus. Let's look at what happens when Peter and John are questioned. The next day, I'd like to read Acts chapter 4, verses 8 to 12. Acts chapter 4, verses 8 to 12. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." This is the word of the Lord. How could Peter and John be so courageous? How could Peter speak so boldly? Is it because they were perfect specimens of humanity? No. They're even described as unschooled, ordinary. These are ordinary people, but they were courageous and spoke boldly because they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's what we need. That's what is available. When confronted by opposition in our day-to-day lives, the ongoing filling of the Holy Spirit. Take a look at verses 18 to 20. Peter and John can't listen to those who oppose Jesus. Peter and John listen to God, and they cannot help speaking about life in Jesus, abundant and eternal. Who are we listening to? And eventually, Peter and John were released. They went back to those who believed in Jesus, and they told them what happened. And what is the response of the believers? This is a great example for us. Their response is prayer. They raised their voices together in prayer to God. You can read the whole prayer in verses 24 to 30. They acknowledge God's sovereignty, God's power and will, and they pray for great boldness in speaking God's word. And God responds in power. The place is shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. May it be so today. I'll invite the music team back up. And I'm going to ask us and invite us to respond to God together through prayer, but that may look different for different people. Perhaps you know this next song and you'd like to sing along the words from your heart, or maybe this song is new to you and you would just like to take it in and allow us to sing it over you. You can stand or sit, however you feel led. You might want to come to the front again and kneel before the Lord. Be free. Be loved. In Jesus' name.